Sydney tourism operators are over the moon to be welcoming back New Zealanders taking advantage of the quarantine-free travel arrangement. Our tourism reporter Tess Brunton and videographer Simon Rogers are in Sydney and they filed this report.
The touchdown of flights from New Zealand didn't just bring relief for those reuniting with family and friends. Tourism operators have the visitors in their sights too. Darren Levine runs Sydney Tours R Us and Melbourne Private Tours, which are both honed in to the international market. He says it's been a tough year.
It's a big momentum lift. It's because you're going from no international people to where everything's empty and there's no tourists around to some new faces and some new accents and just some nice new people, and just great to get business again, good to get wheels on the road again, and it's a lift for spirits of the whole tourism community.
But he's optimistic the visitors from across the ditch will bring in more business.
I think there's got to be some pent-up demand in New Zealand, as there is in Australia, for travelling. I mean, we're going mad living on our own little island, not being able to get out of here. So I'm sure there'll be couples and families who just want to go overseas and check out Australia and just see what it's like to travel again. So, of course, there will be families and friends, and even they would like to be travelling. They might like days out.
Soaking in the sights of Sydney on top of the Harbour Bridge is a key attraction in the city. Bridge Climb Sydney Group Chief Financial Officer Deb Zimmer says the past year has been very challenging.
We had a pretty rocky start. Obviously, we had to close for 3 months. We were shut from March to June. Then we started to reopen, but just shorter days. We used to reopen every day of the week, and then we started opening 3 days a week. We're just about to start opening five. So we're stepping up gradually, but it's been very hard for us. We've had a lot of staff who've had to leave us because they just can't afford to be here working less hours with us.
Bridge Climb punters were 80% international, but she says Australians have been getting behind them. Now Deb Zimmer is hopeful to see more New Zealanders on the bridge and says they've gone from opening 3 to 5 days a week.
We used to have a lot of Kiwis come in and climb the bridge, particularly with their families or when they were coming over for a holiday. They'd add this on, and people who live in Sydney want to show off their city to their relatives. So we're really hoping this is the start of the light at the end of the tunnel. So it'd be great to welcome even more New Zealanders back. They're great to climb with. They love a bit of adventure, always good humoured. So, and they don't mind four seasons in one day in the weather. So we love to see more of them.
While it's unclear how many travellers will be coming across the ditch, there's a lot of hope here in Sydney that the Opera House and the Sydney Harbour Bridge may play a bit of a drawing card for those in Aotearoa. Paddle Pirates runs kayaking trips out of Blackwattle Bay into Sydney Harbour. It was closed for most of last year, but its chief guide, Matt Bezina, is running tours again and also offering fitness-focused trips with his dog Colo on board. He's operating at about 25% of normal pre-COVID levels.
During the week, especially the Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, is still nowhere near what it used to be. No internationals. Most of my big days are weekends now because of the locals. But hopefully if people are actually specifically coming on holidays, which this is bringing them, I'm hoping that that's going to fill up those midweek tours, which haven't really recovered since COVID. In the boat. Sit. Good boy. Stay there, good fella. Oh, he's a good boy. Thank you. Are you a skipper?
He says Kiwis have always been a strong market for the business.
We like to have New Zealanders because, just quietly, they always get the job done. They're good paddlers.
Darren Levine hopes New Zealanders will make the most of Australian hospitality.
New Zealanders should know how welcome they are in Australia and how much we miss them. We do give each other a bit of banter back and forth, but at the end of the day, you guys are our neighbours and we love you, and come on back anytime. You're very welcome here.
While it's early days for the quarantine-free bubble, Sydney tourism operators say they're ready to roll out the welcome mat and say good day to their cousins across the Tasman. In Sydney for Checkpoint, Cortes Brunton, TNA.